AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. It already passed in the Senate, and today the House passed a bill that gives members of the military the biggest pay raise in more than two decades. But opponents like Texas Republican Chip Roy don't like that it also includes an abortion travel policy and gender-affirming health care for transgender service members.
What's being stated is it is impossible to oppose the National Defense Authorization Act because we put a pay raise in it, or because we put something in there that is seemingly so important that we have to ignore the critical destruction of our civil liberties.
It is likely the last piece of major legislation Congress will consider before leaving for the holiday break. But negotiations continue on a bill to aid Ukraine and Israel and boost border security. Republicans want the border security linked to this bill. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries was asked about a motive.
The reason they are doing so, in my humble opinion, is that there is a pro-Putin caucus that has increasingly taken over the Republican Party.
Today, President Vladimir Putin said there would be no peace until Russia achieves its goals in Ukraine. Against the odds, the European Union has agreed to open membership negotiations with Ukraine. Putin also said Russia is in dialogue with the U.S. on the issue of bringing home jailed Americans Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich. Both are accused of espionage. U.S. Ambassador to Russia Lynn Tracy was in court when Gershkovich's detention appeal was rejected.
Evan's ordeal has now stretched on for over 250 days. His life has been put on hold for over 8 months for a crime he didn't commit.
Whelan has been in jail in Russia for 5 years. New charges have been approved against the 42-year-old son of North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer, including an upgraded homicide count in a crash that killed a North Dakota sheriff's deputy. This is AP News. The Pennsylvania House marked Taylor Swift's birthday by taking up a resolution marking 2023 as the Taylor Swift era in the state. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Taylor Swift grew up in Pennsylvania, and a resolution was introduced in the Pennsylvania legislature to acknowledge this was her year. Republican State Representative Wendy Fink said the measure was a waste of time.
I urge a no vote on this resolution and suggest we get back to actually governing.
Speaker Joanna McClinton, a Democrat, argued otherwise.
Apparently, the haters are going to hate.
The resolution passed 103-100, with most Republicans voting against it, along with a few Democrats. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Six jerseys worn by soccer superstar Lionel Messi during Argentina's winning run at the World Cup last year sold at auction for close to $8 million. No information on the winning bidder was revealed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.